Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing how women can engage in profitable farming projects amidst the El Nino-induced drought and economic challenges faced by many Zimbabweans. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. Existing laws covering internet free speech are being questioned across the U.S. political spectrum. VOA Matt Debo looks at how candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump view the issue.
Would you like now to apologize to the victims?
If there is one thing that both major U.S. political parties agree on, it's that social media companies must change the way they operate. And whoever wins the White House is likely to pursue that goal.
If we don't have free speech, then we just don't have a free country.
On his campaign website, Republican Donald Trump claims that the right to free speech, guaranteed under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, is being infringed by some social media companies. After the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, Trump himself was temporarily banned from posting on some sites.
Upon my inauguration as president, I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk revising Section 230 to get big online platforms out of censorship business.
Section 230, a part of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, has been fundamental in establishing the Internet we know today, says Brandy Nonicky, director of a University of California, Berkeley Tech Policy Lab.
It actually empowers platforms to be able to moderate and remove content without a risk of liability. Now, we often hear that the First Amendment is being infringed upon by these platforms. However, the First Amendment only applies to government suppression of speech. The platforms themselves, they are private entities, and they're private entities that they themselves have First Amendment rights.
Earlier attempts to revise Section 230 have faltered. After Trump's accounts were banned in 2021, Florida and Texas, two states with majority Republican electorates, both passed laws limiting the ability of social media companies to police political speech on their sites. But these laws were put on hold this year when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that media companies have the right to make editorial decisions free from government interference.
It was a breeding ground for hate speech against Rohingya refugees.
Politicians from Kamala Harris's Democratic Party often accuse social media companies of allowing too much harmful speech on their platforms. In 2022, Vice President Harris launched a White House task force to address the problem in this recording by C-SPAN.
Hate has become so common on the Internet that as a society, it's kind of becoming normalized. And for users, some might say unavoidable.
For now, social media companies' right to control content on their sites remains in place. But for many politicians and citizens, this issue is far from resolved. Matt Dibble, VOA News, Oakland, California.
Meanwhile, according to the UN, one in four girls ages 15 to 19 in Tanzania is either pregnant or has given birth. Policies that forced teen moms to drop out of schools were lifted in 2021. But despite these rules, many are still unable to be a mother and receive an education at the same time. Jehudi Mari has the report from Dodoma, Tanzania, narrated by Salem Solomon.
When Naima Kisima Kisili became pregnant at 15 years old, she faced disapproval from her parents, siblings, and the community. But despite such challenges, she's attending a private school that, in partnership with the government, helps teenage mothers continue their education. Kisima Kisili says she has no one to take care of her one-year-old daughter while she attends classes, so the child lives with her on the school premises.
There is a time when I'm in class. I should go out and check on my child to see whether she eats or not, if she's in a safe environment or otherwise. While I am outside, my friends are in class studying.
In Tanzania, some non-governmental and religious institutions provide childcare services, but is often not enough to meet all the young mother's needs. So caring for the children is often left up to the teen's parents or guardians, says Esther Manyanda, a manager at Glad Pre and Primary School in Dodoma.
There are many paid daycares, but we wish the government could meet with the owners of these daycares in each region, or for the whole of Tanzania, and ask them to be able to take the children and raise them in their centers.
In 2021, the Tanzanian government lifted a ban that prevented young mothers and pregnant girls from attending school. As a result, more teen moms and pregnant students returned to school, with over 1,600 in 2023 alone, according to the Education Department. And the government is trying to do more, collaborating with private organizations to ease the burdens faced by young mothers without daycare. This includes building dormitories and providing sex education and free food. In an address to the parliament in May, Tanzanian Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa said the government was reviewing its education policy and revising regulations to better explain how students whose studies are interrupted by pregnancy can return to school.
We realize that we have truancy, including the problem of pregnancy for girls. Building dormitories will help to ensure that we protect them. So, this strategy, we are continuing with.
But this stigma remains. Mbua Kitu's granddaughter, Ineza, who provided only her first name for privacy reasons, became pregnant at 15 in 2022. Although she was eager to return to school after giving birth, it wasn't possible. Now, despite the lifting of the school ban for pregnant girls, Kitu had to step in, as both he and Ineza, now 17, faced negative attitudes.
I couldn't take her to those schools. If you look at the schools we have, stigma is a big problem. People believe she wouldn't be able to continue her studies, even though she says she's ready to go back.
And Ineza is not alone. Many teen moms who want to go back to school continue to face obstacles like poverty, social isolation and rejection, and lack of child care. Naima Kisima Kisili hopes that one day pregnancy will no longer prevent young moms from continuing their education. For Juhudi Mari, in Dodoma, Tanzania, Salim Solomon, VOA News.
Now, let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that you are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, we are discussing how women in small-scale farming projects and those who are already established can navigate through challenges such as drought, climate change, and economic hardships to enhance their profits. To discuss the topic, we are joined by Mrs. Sifiso Agbetoroka, a goat farmer who trains aspiring and established farmers, including women, on how to successfully rear goats, and Ms. Tegele Chabango, Director of Women Development Association of Zimbabwe, which assists women in cattle, goats, and chicken projects. The beneficiaries later hand over the livestock to other new members for continuity. We'll start with you, Mrs. Agbetoroka. You have held workshops on goat farming. How can women navigate through the current drought, climate change, and economic challenges to be successful farmers in their chosen areas? Ms. Agbetoroka?
Thank you very
much. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I hope I'm clear.
Yes, very clear. You can go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. What women need is information about the impact of climate on their ventures in agriculture. What we find is that we are not always prepared as women in terms of how we react to the climatic changes that impact on our ventures. And I think it's important that we are educated in climate change and how to respond to that. I've been reading and researching on this, and I see that other countries are actually greening their deserts. And I feel that this is something that we can do here in Zimbabwe and offer training and educating women to empower them to take the necessary steps to prepare for the dry season, to prepare for drought if there is an impending drought. But oftentimes, our way of dealing with it is kind of reactionary. We don't prepare in advance. And I think this is the way we need to go, either as experienced farmers or government agents, to help women understand and prepare for droughts and dry seasons, because we know at some point this will happen in our region. We know the dry months always come and they have an impact on our livestock. So we need to understand how to grow drought-resistant crops and also how to raise animals that are drought resilient, such as goats. When you compare goats and cattle, the goats are more drought resilient than cattle. So these are some of the things that we need to take into consideration when we are doing training and empowering women to be successful in agriculture and in particular in livestock breeding.
Thank you very much. Do stay on the line. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje ke sicubungula ukuthi abalimi bengenzani ukuthi babe lokuphumelela kunhlelo zabo. Sikhangela ukuthi kule somiso, sikhangela ukuthi umkhathi, isimo umama womkhathi sowaguquka, sikhangela njalo lokuthi kulobunzima kwezomnotho welizwe. Yikho ke lapho ke sixoxa khona lo nkosikazi Sifiso Agbetoroka ke ingcwethi kwezokulima lokufuywa kwembuzi, njalo siphinde sibe lomqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Women Development Association of Zimbabwe ephathisa abesifazana, i-Waters ke yona ephathisa abesifazana eMatabeleland South, nje ukuthi benikane inhlelo izifuyo. Sikhangela ukuthi balenkomo, balembuzi, balenkukhu lokunye nje okuningi abaqhubelana khona ukuthi omunye laya kufuye. Yebo ke sesibuya kuwe ke Nkosazana Chabangu, ungasichasisela ngamafitshane uzwile khuluma lapha unkosikazi Agbetoroka ukuthi ngempela imbuzi zona zicubi kakhulu nxa kule somiso nxa siqathaniswa lenkomo. Yikho yini elikubonayo khona ngapho eMatabeleland South siyezwa ukuthi lakho kule somiso esikhulu kakhulu kuhamba njani khona ngapho, baphumelela yini abagcina imbuzi?
Ngiyabonga ukwamukela ehlelweni. Imbuzi zona ziyagcineka kakhulu ukudlula inkomo, ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi ngoba inkomo kade zihanjiswa manje ziyiswa emlageni, imbuzi asizange sazihambisa zona, sifike sahlala ngazo emakhaya. And ngokuthola usizo ngangingakhuluma ngalo last time ukuthi khona khona i-blanket mine yasigebhela umgodi duze nedamu ebesinalo, so omama bebesenza ukuthi
ba alternate ukuhamba bayozinathisa lembuzi. So kungcono ukugcina imbuzi, imbuzi zona ziyagcineka zifani nenkomo and azizweli kangako indlala ngoba uthole ukuthi ziyakhona ukudobha imithathatha, ziyakhona ukudobha amahlamvu. Zona kungcono ukugcineka kwazi imbuzi uma sizibhathanisa le nkomo.
Yebo ke laba abagcina ezinye ke izifuyo abalenkukhu abalezinye izifuyo yiziphi ezinye ngathi yiziphi ezinye izifuyo abesifazana abazigcinayo njalo zona kuyaphumelela yini ukuthi bezigcine kulesi simo somkhathi?
Ezinye izifuyo abazigcinayo bagcina inkukhu baphinde bagcine lezimvu. Izimvu zona izimvu ziyenza kahle lapho kunesomiso khona ngoba sikhangele kakhulu ukuthi uma ungabheka labantu bangapha baseGwanda ngapha eGwanda emasuthwini imbuzi izimvu ziyaphumelela. So uma ngabe zingapha kithi kunesomiso ziyakwazi ukuthi nazo ziphile. Inkukhu ziyaphila nazo ngoba basebenzisa la mafanzi wababa affiliate-ayo uma ngabe umnyaka uqala ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi bazithengele i-stock feed njalo azidingi amanzi amaningi uma usuziqathanisa lezinye izifuyo.
Yebo ke njalo ngamafitshane ungathi abesifazana bathola inzuzo yini ekugcineni lezi mbuzi nxa beziqhubelana laphana bekulezinye ingxaki?
Abafazi bayayithola usizo ngembuzi ngoba kwakuqala kwakho konke manje akwazi ukuthi izifuyo ngeyinye indlela yokuba yokwenza umnotho yokumaintain umnotho. So uma ngabe umuzi ufuyiwe le nhlupheko yangkhona awuyiboni kodwa umuzi okungafuywa ngakhona vele inhlupheko yangkhona isibonakale usiza nje ekudeni ukuthi hhayi lapha kuyafitshekwa. Kodwa manje ngezifuyo bayakwazi ukuthi beziyazifuyo babhadalele abantwana babesikolweni bakwazi ukuthi bathenge amabele. Kumanje sebesenza ne-butter trade yokuthi umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi ngiyakunikeza isifuyo ukwazi ukuthi unikeze ibhokokola amabele ngikwazi ukugayisela abantwana baze ukuthi baphile. Noma nje kungasiyinto esiyenza kakhulu in the long run kodwa khona lokho kuncane bayakwazi ukuthi baziphilise.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Singakayiki omunye umhlonitsha wethu silo mlaleli esizakhuluma la ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli. Hayi kukhanya sesibe lo hlupho laba ucingo lwakhe soluwile sesizabuya kuwe ke nkosikazi Agbert Choroka. Ungasicela ke ngolimi ungasichasisela ke ngolimi lwesishona ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okuqakathekileyo lapha ekuthini ofuna ukuqalisa ukugcina imbuzi aqhubeke kuhle ngalolu hlelo ayenze singathi ngesingisi profit njalo zande. Yeah,
uthi ngichasise ngesishona?
Yeah.
Manje angisazi.
Wo hayi uxolo ngangisho ingane uthewe yasizwa shuthi laphana ngisazisisanga. Ye ngcono siqhubekeke ngesindebele. Ye oqalisayo ye kuyavunyela umuntu okhuluma ngolimi aluthandayo acomfortable kuyo alwenelisayo. Lami nginjengisenelisa. Ye ungasingaqhubekela phambili nje uchasise ukuthi oqalisayo ukufuya imbuzi angenzani kahle kahle ukuthi zingamfeli ngalesi sikhathi kulesomiso. Kuqaliswa ngani? Iye.
Ngiyabona. Ekufundiseni kwethu lapha ekufuyeni imbuzi sesinanzelela ukuthi okuqakathekileyo yikudla and asiyento ekhangele imbuzi kuphela kodwa noma yisiphi isifuyo besinanzelela ukuthi i-nutrition noba ukudla yikho okuqakathekileyo embuzini. So sesixwayisa laba abaqalayo ukuthi bahle baqale ngokuhlanyela izihlahla noba ukudla okuzadliwa yizifuyo zabo ukwenzela ukuthi nxa seqala laphana umlimi ukufuya izifuyo zakhe zithole iziphala zigcwele kumbe zithole amasimu zilakho ukudla. Njalo kuyanceda esikhwameni ukuthi umfuyi engabe lokhu esiyathenga uma engazilimela ukudla azakunika iindizi zakhe loba zinkomo zakhe. Umuntu engahlanyela izihlahla loba ezifanana nabo moringa. Omoringa bahle kakhulu ekunikeni izifuyo umuntu engahlangena okunye esithi yilufen okule protein engani ithe gaga ayi asizozinto ezithatha isikhathi ukukhula njalo amanye ama varieties akhona umuntu engahlangena uyakwanisa ukuvuka okweminyaka kumbe emthathu kumbe emine njalo njalo kukhona obana grass osunflower amabele lobunye utshani nje labo obungahlanyelwa obungasweli amanzi amaningi yikho nxa sisithi umuntu ngayefuna ukuqalisa i-project noma i-business yembuzi kahle aqale ekudleni ngoba siyabona ukuthi kulapho esiwa khona kulapho esehluleka khona ekufuyeni ngenxa yokuthi thina vele lapho esikhona ngesikhathi sezisika lobunzima bese kusiza njalo i-drought ingezelela ubunzima lobo so nxa sisenze ama-planning ethu ke siqonqosele umuntu ukuthi ungakaqalisi bona ukuthi vele usinakho ukudla okunika imbuzi zakho kumbe kungabe ziinkomo zakho kumbe kungabe ziinkukhu zakho ngoba lokhu kuqakathekile ekufuyeni siyabona
yebo kuyezwakala uhlale khonapho-ke ke sithathe umlaleli yebo-ke siyakwamukela kuhlela
sakubona dade sihlalekile kunjani
hayi ngiyaphila mbane engikhuluma laye
Hello.
Hello, yeye ngiyakuzwa ungasitshela ukuthi ngubani njalo ungapi ubususiphosela umbono wakho ngenhlelo zokulima.
I think something wrong.
Hayi mina ngiyakuzwa kuhle. Ya ngikuzwa kuhle. Well, it seems the caller cannot hear me, but I can hear him very well. Sesizaqhubeka ke ngengxoxo yethu kuwe ke Nkosazana Chabangu. Ungathi lina abesifazana laba elilabo kunhlanganiso yenu liyabanika yini isixwayiso sokuthi bezigcine njani izifuyo lezo abalazo kumbe hayi bayenelisa nje ngolwazi abazalwalayo kumbe lake lidinge ezinye ingcwethi ezifana nalo nkosikazi Agbetorok
abomama esisebenza nabo sinokwenza ama-workshop sinxuse abantu abadila ngezinto ze-agriculture ukuthi baze bazobafundisa ukuthi lezi fuyo bangaziphatha kanjani kune-comment usisi kade-advisor lapha ngokuthi kumele silime izifuyo lezi esizaziyo ukuthi izilimo ezingakwazi ukuthi zisincedise ma ngabe sesihlangabezana nesomiso uhluphe esihlangana nalo ukuthi kusuke siyiswele indawo yokuthi singalima kuphi leseyi njengokuthi abantu bangabe bene-project or ukwazi ukusebenzisa insimu yomuntu ngoba naye umuntu usuka evele kube kuyukuthi ulimela abantwana bakhe so ukuthi uzothole insimu yokuthi ukwazi ukuthi unika ulima le zinto elikwazi ukuthi zizolincedisa ku-project ngolinye uhluphi esikuthi sihlangabezana lakho kodwa wona imfundiso bahleli beyithola abantu abangomama ukuthi bangenza njani ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi bagcine izifuyo zabo ngoba kumele bakwazi ukuthi kumele bathole amadosi zi-injekthwe ngesikhathi yonke into kube ibe sehlelweni oluraithi
yebo-ke siyabonga sizwa njalo ukuthi sesilomunye umlaleli wethu siyakwamukela ecingweni
sawubona sisa kunjani
hhayi ngiyaphila nithemba besingezwani kuqala ye ungasitshela ukuthi ngubani ungaphi kwelizwe ekhaya udabuka ngaphi bususinika umbono wakho ngodaba lokulima
Okay, awa mina ukhuluma noBaba Moyo, sister Standekile Mhlanga. Ubaba Moyo lona ukhulumayo.
Hayi kuhle kuba lawe. Sicela ukuzombona wakho ngenhlelo zokulima lapha sicobungela ukuthi abantu bengalima njani kakhulu abesifazana la wonke nje umuntu lemdeni yabo ukwenzela ukuthi babe lenzuzo.
Ya no ngiyavezwa abomama bakhuluma lapho ngendaba zokulima ngendaba zokufuya imbuzi inkukhu nenkomo even ukulima amabhizinisi esihlukahlukanayo so into ngingathanda kuyitsho into ngiyibonile kuyona inyanga le kuyinye indawo ngiyikhambeleyo so ngibona abomama baningi so bayalima izivuno ezihlukahlukanayo mara inkinga ikhona nje amanzi aseko khulukhulu emfuleni siyithembayo inye into yenza ukuthi abomama baningi bathwele kanzima mara siyabona abo mama kuna ma project amaningi okufuya inkoko zamaqanda okufuya amafishi mara inkinga abahlangabezana kumafishi lawo kuna masela abuya kusuka anjonja amafishi lawo onke mara into kathela tigcukuzela kuna abo mama into bayiyenzayo ngendlela abakhuluma lapho eredweni indehle kulwahambala sithi bayenze njalo sazi ukuthi abo mama bagudu kuindaba zokulima njengoku ngokunanekela abantwana sazi ukuthi umama vele masibabona into baziyenzayo ukufuya inkuku ufuya imbuzi kumbe ingulube mabaqeda bathengise bathengise amaqanda bathengise inyama bathengise izimbuzi lezo kuna abantu apheka ukudla so into bayenzayo abo mama indehle kulwahambala mara inkinga ekuthi kuna masela anjonjela abo mama into baziyenzayo ngesinye isikhathi abanye abomama banikezwa imbuzi or inkukhu and futhi enye into ngibonile ikhala abanye abomama bathi bathengile izinkukhu eziningi bathi zamaqanda mara jikijiki iinkukhu lezo azenzi amaqanda izinkukhu zenyama kuphela so inye into siyibonile mara amazoma ukugcina kunabomama bonke into bayiyenzayo ngidenzani ngamandla wonke hlala sinisekela mihla namalanga hlala sinithandazela sazi ukuthi ukukhuleni kwethu sikhuliswa njibo mama abo mama yonke into bayenzayo mabayibamba izokuphenduka igolide sazi ukuthi omama njengokuthwala isisu 9 months after umntwana ma uyamthatha until akhula azathoma ukukhuluma nokuhamba so ukufuya nokulima abo mama bagudu hlala niyenza njalo siyathanda kakhulu ngemsebenzi niyenzayo siyazama ukusekela lapha sikhona khona nabo abo mama laba khulumayo abagugguzela abanye bomama ukuthi nabo bangene emaprojekti ahlukahlukanayo mhlawumbe balima itamatisi or ibinzi for ukukhulisa abentwana babo sazi ukuthi imisebenzi ekhaya yikho indlala seyikhona yonke indawo so izinto yiyo into sithi hayi abomama enzani into sifana lezo siyanithokoza kakhulu kwahambala
yebo ke siyabonga. Those are quite some encouraging words from the caller there, Richard Moyo. I'm sure you heard him, Mrs. Akbet Chiroka. She said that women can turn everything into gold. What can you say about his words and what are the challenges which women are facing? I'm sure you have met that in your workshops. Do they get funding? Is the problem of thieves very prevalent? You can go ahead. We have a minute and a half.
Yes, thank you. Yes, absolutely. Women really do have the capacity, the capability of turning their ventures into gold. But of course, for women venturing into business, in particular venturing into agriculture or livestock, one of the biggest challenges that we face as women is accessing funding, especially from our mainstream banks, where collateral may be required. And this often comes in the form of property. And women don't always have their names included on title deeds as such. So it does become difficult for them to apply for meaningful funding. But at the same time, women must not give up. It's always good to get started on something. It's better to start small and grow your venture even without financial backing. What happens here is that you are showing a potential funder your level of determination. That
thank you. Siyabonga kakhulu Thembalizile kabesifazana lapho kuthi uyaqalisa kancane kancane nxa ungelambali ukwenzela ukuthi bebone ukuthi ye ngempela ulekhono. We have come to the end of our show and would like thank you to our callers, guests, viewers and listeners. Let's meet again tomorrow. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.